hope your day is full of strawberries and raspberries and blueberries and boysenberries and cranberries. What's up, everyone? It's a berry intro. Very excited to see you here. Wasn't planning on doing a berry pun, feeling very embarrassed about it. Nonetheless, we have an amazing episode of Shank for you this week with the one, the only, Josh Potter. This episode is a day late. Thank you guys for understanding. I was on vacation. Before we get into this week's episode of Shank with Josh Potter, there's just something I want to tell you about, and that's Oh Yeah Socks. Oh yeah. Look down at your feet right now. Are they sore? Are they tired? You need slippers. Socks are great, but it's fall now, honey. Get some slippers. Shop ohyeah.com, 3OHYEAH.com. Discount code Sarah10. They have so many cool slippers to choose from. I gave Kim a pair of crocodile ones on a pod recently, and she loves them and wears them all the time. So they make great gifts, and it's a great way to show someone you're thinking of them while also supporting your favorite podcast, Shank. Buy merch. Link to it in my link tree on Instagram at Princess Shank. A reminder, This Bitch and Friend show is coming to the Comedy Store November 26th in the main room of the Comedy Store. Josh Potter is going to be on there. It's a great lineup. We're still adding guests. More info on that soon. All right, let's get into this week's episode of Shank with the one, the only, Josh Potter. Here it is, everyone. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Shank. I'm Sarah Weinshank, and today's guest is the one, the only, Josh motherfucking Potter.
What up?
No.
I vaped right before. Sorry.
I like how you started with a cough. I know. All the best pods start with a cough. Can I hit your vape?
I still can't breathe from it. Yes.
Hit your water.
That's a good idea.
Hit your water. I want to get on your level. Oh, these are good ones. These are good vapes.
Whoa, you just rip it. I can't do that. I want to be so good at vaping and I can't be. Teach me. Ah, she coughed a little. Yeah, it takes your breath away.
One thing about vapes.
Hit your water.
Hit your water.
Yeah, this little guy.
What's up, Potter? What's been going on in your life?
Oh, nothing. I wish more
things. The way that you said that
was good.
It was like, oh, when he says nothing, he means nothing.
No, there's been some things, but I wish there was more things.
But don't you kind of enjoy like the downtime in between the things?
No.
No?
No, I don't.
Really?
No.
You're like being a busy roach?
Well, I do like being, if I didn't have to work, and I go, what am I working so much for? You know what I mean? Right. But then if I don't work a long time, I go like, I got to get to work, you know?
Right.
So that's what I've been doing. You went on a vacation.
I went on a vacation.
Are you allowed to talk about it?
Yeah, we can talk about it.
Hawaii.
I just got back from Hawaii literally today. That's why this pod is one day late. Thank you guys for understanding.
On a tear. You went from Skankfest.
I went from Skankfest to Austin to Hawaii.
Literally,
but after
stopping.
Skankfest in Austin, I needed Hawaii.
Was Hawaii? See, I don't know if I'd feel replenished after a Hawaii.
Oh, you would.
Oh, I would.
Have you been to Hawaii?
Never.
The island replenishes a bitch.
You went to Austin after Skankfest.
Yes.
Ragged.
Ragged. Call me Raggedy Ann. Raggedy Shank.
I didn't even see you on that last night of Skankfest.
What happened?
I don't know. I ended up seeing the sun come up in Kim's hotel room, but I don't know how I got there or where you were.
Wait, what?
I don't know.
You were in Kim's hotel room watching the sunrise?
With like a billion people. There was like, it wasn't just
where
Kim and I.
Where the fuck was I?
I think you were in bed.
That makes sense.
I think somebody put you to bed.
Somebody put me to bed? Oh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sometimes you get put to bed.
But then we heard rumor.
Yeah.
Sarah was running about the casino floor still.
Me?
So we were like, she's still out there.
Listen, I can't recall lots of stuff that happened at Skankfest.
Yeah.
Can you?
That was the last time I saw you.
That was the last time we saw each other. That wasn't that long ago, right?
Skankfest was like 2 weeks ago, right?
It feels like years ago because I went to Texas, I went to Hawaii, I've seen some things.
No, maybe it was like 3 weeks ago now. probably.
It's kind of weird going from doing a bunch of stuff to then just being at home.
Now you're back at home.
Now I'm back.
Well, she's back at work already. 10 podcasts today.
Yeah.
Off the plane, all the podcasts.
Dude.
So how did you get replenished? Is that just
I was lying
sex?
On no, I was oh. just lying on the beach a lot.
Oh, okay.
A lot of like lying sleeping. On the beach, sleeping, drinking piña coladas.
I feel like I could do that in my
house.
Apartment.
No. No, you cannot have Hawaii sleep. In your apartment.
Hawaii sleep is different. It hits
Hawaii
different.
Sleep hits different. Hawaii sun hits different. Hawaii beaches hit different.
I will say I went to Greece as like a kid.
Yeah.
When I was like 15 and I slept every day, like all day on the beach. And my parents were like, he's wasting the trip. But I honestly like felt so good.
Yeah.
There is something about sleeping on the beach.
Sleeping on the beach hits different. And if you're in the sun all day, then you sleep so well.
It's like a Lana Del Rey song.
Yes.
Sleeping on the beach.
Sleeping on the beach.
That's it. I feel like that's all their song.
Yeah. They're like
sleeping on the beach with snow on the mountain.
I took off my shirt and then I said I would call you back and I didn't. Boy. That's like her songs. Lana they're like run on sentences.
Yes. Like, but they're all about a beach.
She likes beaches.
Yes.
She likes beaches and men. Those are and sometimes drugs and champagne. I feel
oh,
like those.
Oh, God, I love her.
One time I saw her at Equinox.
What?
Yeah. I did one of these.
Is she tall?
No, I don't remember her being tall. I just remember being like, whoa.
I love her.
You do?
Yeah.
Lana?
Yeah.
Have you always loved her?
I think so.
Something
she fits my
if there's
vibe.
Something sad about her.
I
that's
know.
Why you, that's why you like her. Yeah. Not you wanting to save Lana.
Oh, I want to make her happy. I just want to make Lana smile once.
I don't think she's ever smiled. How do you think you make Lana Del Rey happy?
Champagne and drugs on the beach.
She's
it's
sober.
Easy. She's giving you all the all the ingredients. She's sober. That's lame.
She's sober.
She smokes weed.
I don't know what Lana Del Rey does. Okay, you're taking Lana Del Rey out. What's the date?
Smoking weed on the beach.
With you. With
yeah, no,
you.
It's really like simple like that, I would imagine. She's like a, I would take her to like a fair.
I do think taking Lana Del Rey to a fair would really be fun.
Because she's like trailer trash.
She is?
She like, wasn't she like living in a trailer? Wasn't that her story?
I don't know, but I do think Lana at a fair would be fun.
Yeah.
You get her a candied apple?
Yes. A cotton candy?
You get her, all she needs is a candy apple and she's your lady.
Cotton candy and a beach and Lana Del Rey's yours.
Yeah. And also like, it's kind of like when Pete Davidson was dating Kim Kardashian and he took her to Thrifty's to get ice cream and she was like, wow, this is amazing.
This is so weird.
This is so, I've
is
never
this what
done
poor
this.
People do?
I've never done this before. I didn't even know they had ice cream here.
Lana
like
Del Rey
that.
Did live in a trailer park though. I'm
did
pretty
you,
sure that's real.
Can you Google, did Lana Del Rey live in a trailer park?
Yeah. Apparently oh. She used to, she used the money she made from music to relocate from the Manhattan Mobile Home Park.
Damn. Dude, that makes me like her more.
Yeah, me too. Makes her feel, this is a lofty sentence, makes her feel achievable.
Achievable. She's seen some things.
Yeah.
She can hang.
God, she's pretty.
So you're taking her where? You're taking her to the fair?
Well, probably the beach.
The beach.
And she likes it so much, but maybe she wants to get off the beach.
Maybe.
You know what sucks is I hate the beach.
You hate the beach?
I just don't like the sand and all that. Like, it's not my favorite thing. If I'm like, if it's like, hey, it's beach day, I'm like, all right, I can gear myself up for it.
But there's a lot of gearing that goes into it.
I'm not
it.
A willy-nilly beach man. I don't know if I prefer dark hair or blonde hair, Lana Del Rey. I think
I like that.
The in between that blonde one there, little
blonde Lana
down at the bottom.
Blonde Lana down here.
Yeah.
Oh, blonde Lana
right here. I think I like that.
She said, "Hold on, I didn't feel trapped in a trailer park. I felt trapped before I got to the trailer park."
Amen, sister.
That's right, Lana. Go off.
I mean, I'd live in a trailer park now. I mean, I think about it in my head. What's the difference between that and a tiny home?
I mean, there's nothing wrong with living in a trailer park. I mean, now rent's so fucking expensive. People right. People live like in their parents' house still.
But it's not like a, I mean, yeah, exactly. What's worse?
I'd rather have a my own trailer.
Me too.
Than be in the house with mom and dad.
Yeah, would you rather your basement in your mom and dad's house or a trailer?
A trailer. Amen. You could have a party in the trailer. Imagine yeah. having a party in a trailer, though.
I could see that happening. It's camping.
It's just beer cans You're everywhere.
Camping every day. Yeah, it doesn't sound bad.
The trailer life?
Yeah, it doesn't sound terrible.
Also, you could get like a pretty cool trailer and then you can just live a mobile life. You could be like, I'm going to do all these shows and then I'm in camp.
See, I don't know if I'd like that trailer. I'd want the one that's stationary.
You want one that just is in the front of someone's lawn?
They're not in the front.
Just kidding.
No, like Matthew McConaughey had something like that, right?
What? Matthew McConaughey has a trailer?
Well, that's like a streamline, isn't it?
An Airstream. Let's see Matthew McConaughey. I want to see what he's rocking with.
A streamline. I'm an idiot. No, but I want one where it's like you're in a community. A trailer park, if you
will.
You
want the park experience, yes. Not me. I don't
want
to be...
I want neighbors. I want chairs. I want grills. Because it's like we're tailgating.
But the things that happen at the trailer park make me a little nervous. Look at that.
Yeah, that's like one of those old-timey ones like in Hollywood.
Yeah, he's got a Hollywood guy trailer. He's got like a rich guy trailer.
Yeah.
That's a different experience.
I could live in a Hollywood trailer, one of those.
Yeah, I could too. That's like nicer than some people's homes.
Let's see some like regular old trailers.
Like an RV?
No. Like one that you'd go trailer park. Like let's say, I don't want the best trailer park in the country, but like average, your run of the mill.
Okay, look at that little pink one. I could do that.
Yes, see, you could change the color of it.
That's my home now.
Yeah, there you go.
If I had a pink trailer park, like I think I could fuck with that.
How different in size is that from your mountain home?
My mountain home's pretty small, so it's probably this might actually be bigger because I live in a small guest house.
See, look at that. We've convinced Sarah to live in a trailer park today.
Well, then I could, you know what I would do to zhuzh it up a little? I'd put some pink flamingos outside my pink home.
Of course. You could do whatever you want to it.
I would make that trailer, I would turn it into a home.
And then a hurricane will come and wash it all away, but that's...
That's that trailer life, though.
That's that trailer life.
Wouldn't you be concerned about your neighbors in the trailer park? Like, don't you feel like someone's hitting their wife?
I mean,
that happens at trailer parks. Or is that a rumor? Is that a stereotype?
You live in an apartment building. You don't think that's happening somewhere in there too?
I guess it happens everywhere, but I feel like trailer parks breed a specific type of person.
Well, I think
the trailer trash is a thing for a reason.
We need to be the tip of the spear in changing these cultures. And
you can be classy and live in a trailer.
With rent being what it is today, I say we all take back the trailer parks. We gentrify the trailer parks.
What if it was just a bunch of comedians in the trailer park?
Hey, that'd be dope. I would love that.
An artist calling you trailer park?
Put me there. Commit me to the comedian trailer park.
That would be crazy. Aging in a trailer park with all your friends?
That'd be dope.
Be fun, right?
As opposed to just aging
alone
in an apartment building.
Or some woman you no longer love. Or some man that you can't stand. Like,
why is that one so decrepit? Why'd you pull up with such a bad one?
I don't know. I just want to give like the range.
Range, I think.
Yeah, it's important.
So that one, if you spruce it up, though.
Yeah, I could end up probably looking like one of these.
That doesn't even look like a trailer, but it is. See, those look like they have foundations.
Those look nice.
Yeah, those look like just regular houses.
What kind do you think Lana lived in?
She lived in like a park. I seen a picture of her.
Oh.
In it.
Like the old school trailer park.
Yes, the good kind. The one I'd like. We got the chairs at like the one that Becky and Roseanne
lived in. Oh, whoa. Okay, yeah. She looked really cute when she was living in the trailer park.
Yeah, if I lived next door to her in a trailer park, I'd be like, this is the greatest place on the planet.
She's just like singing like an angel in the trailer park.
There's nothing like a hot poor girl.
It does hit different, right?
Yes.
She appreciates everything.
Yes, they're so nice.
She's like, oh my gosh, you bought me this mojito? You shouldn't have.
I love a hot poor girl.
You do?
Yeah, because hot rich girls are mean.
Nightmare?
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah, and a hot poor girl is just so much fun.
She's down to clown. She could throw back some Budweiser's.
Yeah, probably. Or she's sober because she's been through so much hell.
And that's a yes for you. You want a girl who's seen some shit. You want a girl who's well-lived. Yeah. One thing Potter wants is a girl who's seen some things.
Yeah, you know. Been through the ringer.
I could tell. I can see right now you're romanticizing being with Lana Del Rey. You're looking at her like stop. This. Yeah, will you have hearts in your eyes? Please. You have hearts in your eyes.
Are you a cat guy? Looks like there's a cat involved.
I take a cat. I mean, I'm not.
I wanted to see if we could talk out.
I'm not a cat guy.
For that, you would live in a trailer with Lana and a cat.
Yeah, 100%. I don't not like cats. I'm not one of these binary people where it's either cat or dog.
Oh, you see the gray.
I have them both.
Oh.
I fucks with both.
For me, I'm more
dog.
Yeah.
I used to be dog. I've never had a cat.
I don't know if I could date a cat guy.
Why?
Just a single man who has a cat who seems gross to me. Like, you could have gotten a dog and you chose a cat. And
what if you couldn't get a dog? Because cats are, like, secretive. You can sneak a cat in your apartment.
Just don't. It feels like an unnecessary responsibility that doesn't even like you. And then you have to build a whole fucking jungle gym in your house for them. Like, I'm not putting a scratching post in my living room. I'm an adult woman.
Do they have to have that?
Well, if you want them to have a good life.
I thought cats were just chill. You sit on the couch, it shows up and it's like, hey, what's up, cat? And then it just like chills with you for a little bit and then it goes about its life.
But then you got to clean out its shit out of that sandbox that's parked in your house.
Are there things you can do about that? You put it in the bathroom or like a spare bedroom closet.
I don't know.
And then you have someone come take that, right?
Yeah, but I had the job one time when I was someone's personal assistant of being the cat litter box person. And I said to myself, I'll never have a fucking cat. And then the kittens, we one day couldn't find them because they got eaten. And I was like, so sad.
I would have my dog. Well,
how heartbreaking. I don't have to clean winky out the litter box. Oh, I didn't know you
were
doing anymore.
It. I thought you were like having PTSD. No. I didn't know you were winking.
No. I'm like, I don't have to clean out this litter box anymore. Like, sad the kittens didn't live, but also.
Yeah, that's a lot of cats is a whole other story.
Two
than
cats
one.
Is different. Also, they kill birds, bring them inside.
Well, I'm not going to let it go outside.
You want an indoor cat?
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind being a cat, but I don't think I want
to. If it went outside, I had a girlfriend who had a cat that went, you know.
An outdoor cat.
Outside. It'd give me anxiety every time. I'm like, is it going to come, like, is it would be gone for like 2 days?
Yeah. But there's some people that sign up for that.
No.
They say, I want a cat. I want
to live
in
homeward bound every day.
Yeah, no.
Not going to do it. But dogs, when you take them out and take them for walks, you have to put the glove on and pick up their shit with your hand.
But dogs give you so much that it's like, it's an honor to pick up their shit, Josh.
Give you so much what?
Love.
Because they sit by you? I mean, I get what you're saying, but.
They are like emotional sentient beings. When I look into my dog's eyes, it is like we love each other.
I'm not here to debate the love of a dog versus a cat, but when a cat like does like you, it's extra special.
Yeah, but then it comes up and it starts rubbing against you, and I don't like the way they smell, and I don't really like it when they purr.
You don't like their purring?
No.
That's so strange. I would think you'd like that vibe.
It's like, it's like a vibrator on low or something. You're like, get this weird humming cat away from me. That's so funny. I'm like, wait, I'm sorry.
You don't like their purr.
I don't like their purr, and I definitely don't like their food.
Even the dry ones?
No, the wet ones. They want the wet ones, the Friskies. You open that up. Like, I could literally gag thinking
what
the
did
smell
a cat
of
cat, do to you?
The smell of cat food mixed with the smell of cat shit and piss is gonna be a no for me, dog.
What did a cat do to you?
I had one cat when I was a kid. It was an outdoor cat, and the coyotes got him.
Oh my
and,
god!
But he
see?
Was awesome. He was actually the coolest cat I've ever had.
See,
but I think he was a rare one. I don't think I have the love inside my heart to welcome in another cat. Okay, I'm like dog or bust.
That's funny.
I don't have the, yeah, no.
Do you ever watch District 9?
No, what is that?
It's a movie, but in the movie, have you ever seen District 9? I want to say I've seen pull up the part where he eats the cat food.
No.
That's what it reminded me of. For whatever reason, the aliens like cat food.
Uh-huh.
So, like, they sell them cat food in the slums that they put the aliens in. and this guy starts turning into an alien. Okay, this is Vickers. He's like, so we're over here. We're talking to the alien. We're talking to the prawn. I don't think that's the scene, but it's the one where when he's turning, because he turns into one of the aliens.
Uh-huh.
And he, like, finds cat food and he just starts, like, eating it real fast and shit. It's so gross.
Have you ever, have you ever smelled cat food?
No, this is the order he's giving. I have a nice can of cat food here. Would you like it? Would you like the can of cat food?
No, kind of, like, no.
It. Now you just take this and you do what you want with it.
No. That looks crazy when they're eating the cat food.
Yeah. This is it's like a documentary. It's like, the prawns love to eat cat food.
Cat food?
You gotta watch this movie. It's
cat food smells.
Yeah, I know. It's
take a
very...
whiff of a frisky. Yikes.
Yikes. She doesn't like it.
Don't like it. Dog food smells better. There's times where I smell it and I go.
How much dog food have you eaten?
I've tried one biscuit once.
Okay.
And then I spit it out.
Never tried
the
other things?
I just had to know. No, I didn't.
I think they make them kind of edible, right? Like, because like I don't know if you say homeless or unhoused or whatever, yeah. But like people eat them, right? Like people that
eat dog food. Yeah.
Well, it's got to be edible things. It's not like it's like chemicals only a dog could consume or what have you.
Well, there's some dog food that's nice. Like I'm giving him my dog. There's this one that has like chicken and noodles or something, and I'm like, this is literally chicken soup.
Does it taste like it?
I haven't tried it.
It's not
I
like chicken soup,
it.
I bet.
I haven't tried it.
And what's cat food? Like fish?
Cat food is disgusting. The farmer's dog. The farmer's dog has really good dog food. Cat food is like, it smells like shit. It's like chicken Florentine, tuna. I don't know. Pull up Friskies. We can get in there if we want.
I want to know the ingredients. I'm scared that if I got a pet, I would put it on
pate.
The same dietary habits that I'm on. And I'd be like... Oh, you wanted to eat twice today? Or I don't know. How often do they eat?
You just give it beer. Yeah. Like, oh, she's thirsty. Ugh. Yeah, gravy sensations with ocean and whitefish. Literally sounds disgusting.
I think it sounds elegant.
They make it sound elegant, but it's not.
Sounds like you should spread it on a bagel.
Give me the Frisky. Yeah, it does. It does. The treasure pate. They make it all fancy, but it's not. And it smells horrible. And the thing is, dogs get obsessed with cat food and cats get obsessed with dog food. And you have to make sure they don't eat each other's
food.
Oh,
yeah, food. My dog loved
cat food.
There was like a cat treat that we'd get, like a hard kibble one. And yeah. He was like, rah, rah, rah. He would get like psyched about it.
Yeah, it's weird.
What's catnip? There's like crack.
Catnip is like weed for cats.
Yeah, but they get all hyped. Yeah, what is it?
It like chills them out and makes them feel really good. It's like a drug.
I want to try. Should we try catnip one day?
I don't know if it would work on us. Should we smoke some nip?
We're like 40. We're like, you want to try catnip,
dude?
Girl?
Let's get really stoned.
For the content.
Try some catnip and some Friskies.
I don't want to try the Friskies.
The Friskies makes me gag.
What does it do to a human? What does catnip do to a human?
What is?
It's like weed for cats.
Yeah,
she said.
Yeah, it mellows them out. Most cats react to catnip by rolling, flipping, rubbing, and eventually zoning out. I want to do all of that.
That's what I'm going to do the second.
Rolling,
turn
flipping,
this
rubbing,
off.
And passing out?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. What else is there?
Sounds like my afternoon.
Oh, yeah. Catnip can lead to relaxation,
for
sedation.
For people? This is for people?
Pain relief. And even increase libido.
What? This is. Why aren't we on the catnip game? We should be making this like a pill or something. Look
Should
at
we
that.
Take
look at all
catnip?
The look at all the properties of catnip that it says.
Are we okay? We're actually thinking about taking catnip.
I feel like there
I
are
mean,
now
there's
here
worse
can I
things.
Ask you this?
There's no fentanyl in the nip.
I'm not trying to call anyone out, but is this just what that on it stuff is? It's
catnip?
Just catnip and capsules.
That's so funny.
It's reading like it could be. Wait, what? That's at those side effects? You're going to have headaches?
Oh, my God.
Oh, well, I don't want to smoke it. I want to eat it then.
Catnip may help. I'll put it in a smoothie.
We got to grind it up in a capsule like it's mushrooms. Microdose catnip.
No, not as a microdosing catnip.
I think it'd be good for
catnip
us.
Catnip may help relax the body and promote rest. Why are humans not doing it?
I don't know. There's got to be a
reason.
You don't
need Xanax when there's nip.
I know. We should get on the nip. Not me killing the cat for the catnip. Just, you don't need it.
The cat's all like running around and anxious, and you're just like, be cool.
After this pod comes out, there's a shortage in catnip because it's like kids doing Tide Pods on TikTok. We should get them to do the catnip. It sounds like catnip. It's good for us.
We need to find a catnip company to sponsor the pod. Discount code Shanky. Get the nip.
I wonder what the best way to be to consume it would be without like having to really eat it.
Can you see best way to consume
what's
catnip?
In it? Does it say what's in it? Does it say? Has a gentle sedative
valerian
effect?
Root.
That's it?
Catnip has a gentle sedative effect in humans. Natural
so we
way.
Probably do eat it then. Valerian root? Is that what you said? Doesn't that sounds like something from Game of
it
Thrones?
It says found in catnip. It's very similar to that. Mm. Found in valerian.
Because I've chewed on that before. A
valerian?
Doctor told me to chew on a valerian root.
No.
A doctor
for
said
what?
That to me. I go, what? Did I go back
for
in time?
What?
Are you Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman? Why are we?
For what?
To go to sleep or whatever.
Chew on a you could be taking nip.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what I was saying, right? Like, helps treat insomnia.
Yeah, yeah. Chewing on valerian root was, like, supposed to be, like, instead of melatonin or whatever, they said, oh, yeah, chew on a little valerian root. I go, where do I go? What wizard do I go to buy some of that? Do they have that at just, like, a fucking Walmart? They got valerian root up
and
in there?
You gotta go to an alchemist. Does anyone know an alchemist that has valerian root? I'm having insomnia again.
Golly.
Not catnip being the answer to everyone's problems.
Look at this. I
stop
can't
watching
it.
The war and start taking catnip. You heard it here. Time to mellow out. Put down your phones. Pick up the nip.
Yeah, I'm going to get on some.
Not us being responsible for a large part of the population getting on the nip.
I really think we should make this a thing. I'm going to start selling.
Catnip?
I'm getting out of this comedy game. I'm going to start selling nip pills.
What's the name? Nibblers?
Get nipped. Are you having a righteously difficult day? Get nipped.
Are you having a righteously difficult day? My day completely turned around once I got nipped.
Do you have hyperactive behavior?
Nip it in the bud.
Nip it.
Can you put on music? Here, wait, do it again. Okay, yeah, go.
Let's wait. Ready? What kind of music is it? Whoa, this is weird. Hey, everybody. Come on out here and get nipped.
Get ripped.
Get ripped, get nipped.
Catnip.
Catnip is the answer to all your problems.
Insomnia? Gone.
Nip it. Nip it in the book.
nip it.
Is your child running around bouncing off the walls? Nip him.
He just got nipped.
You've been nipped.
You know what it is.
Nip that bitch. Got misogynistic.
A feral cat. Maybe that's what the feral cats need. We could solve the like feral cat issues.
What's I think they'll just be more feral.
If you
around
like
my
sedated.
Apartment, there's a ton of cats. Did I talk about that ever on here? Like
how
there was a crazy cat lady living next door to me where she would like leave out full trays of food like on the stoop, like in between our apartments, and there would just I'd go outside to smoke a cigarette and there'd be like 12 cats just like, they'd look up at me while I'm like, oh my God.
But that's
all
too
around.
Much.
It
like,
was so many.
It's like
it
birds
smelled
with
wild.
Cats.
Yeah, it was wildly. And I go, I told my landlord, I'm like, there's a lot of cats. I hear them like fighting at night and stuff. And he's like, oh, really? And then I came back and like evicted this lady. I didn't mean for that to happen.
No,
I think
you
there
meant
was
for
other,
that to happen. Bye,
I think
bitch.
There was other reasons she, you know, got
Dude,
evicted.
One cat smells. Imagine having 12 cats. Their food smells, their shit smells, their piss smells. I'm coming for cats this episode.
The piss was bad on the stoop, like, because it's not, like, when you go outside my apartment, it's outside. Like, you go to the outside, and, like, you know, my apartment's here, and hers was, like, in an L, you know?
Right,
and so
right.
She would just have, like, in our community area, just cats were coming from everywhere. I'm like, oh, like, I would get freaked out walking.
That's bad.
And, yeah,
that's worse.
So
that's, like... They
I
should
cat,
remake
but,
the movie Birds, but with cats.
That because it is scary when there's so many of them. And then they were having babies, and the babies were coming around. Crazy.
I don't mind one kitten. One kitten, I could handle. But then the second it reaches adolescence,
I was dating a girl who'd see like one of the stray cats and be like, we have to save it. And I'd be like, if we start now,
we'll never stop.
We'll have a whole house of cats.
No.
Can't do it.
Yeah.
Can't bring any of, bring one in, you got to bring them all in.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And then I'm that lady all of a sudden.
Yeah. There's also people who do that with dogs.
They just have so many.
They're like, yeah, he's missing a leg, but I'm just helping rehabilitate him. And then the people who are always fostering dogs seem like they're foster people themselves.
I just wish I was a dog so that someone would just come along and be like, get in, you know?
And scratch you on the head.
Yeah, and then I can just lay down and get scratched.
It seems simple, more simple.
Yeah. I don't care that they're all like, oh, dogs live like what? 18 years or something like that?
That's best case scenario. If it's a big dog, it lives like 10.
But how sick is your life?
The best 10 years ever.
Yeah. So, I mean, compact. Say we take all our best moments and we compact them into, like, just where everything's ripping the whole time. That's probably like 10 years, right?
Yeah, you just get taken care of.
I got 17 years of nonsense.
What's the worst pet you could have?
A bug? Like a tarantula or whatever?
What about a ferret?
Oh, gross. Yeah, ferrets, any rodents, smell. Any smell. Rodent of any kind.
Ferrets are also illegal to have.
Hamster. Why? Wait, are they? I've known many people who have them.
You do? They're
back
just
home.
And they smell bad. There's something in them that makes them smell. I was researching them once while very high.
Yeah, rodent stuff.
There are many reasons why ferrets are banned. These include concerns about biting, aggression, and how they tend to colonize if they run away, which ends up threatening native wildlife. They are also known to be incredibly high-maintenance pets.
Gross.
Can you look up the smell of a ferret?
A guy I worked with used to have ferrets, multiple. I think he did get rid of them, though, when he had kids.
Yeah, they smell. See? The natural musky odor of ferrets comes from their scent glands, most notably the anal glands.
Ew.
And is used for territorial marking.
Some dogs have that anal gland thing going on, though.
Yeah, dogs have anal glands, but they don't have the scent of it. Doesn't
yes, they do.
Really?
Some do. Some just, you know, you get a bad anal gland.
No, one bad anal gland fucks up the dog for the whole family.
We don't have anal glands? Humans?
I don't know. I know that dogs have to have their, the small dogs have to have their anal glands expressed.
Yeah, you got to put your finger in there.
I don't know. I just dropped off the groomer. I said, I expressed them. I got to go.
And you got to hear about, like, these people who have to jerk off their dogs.
What?
Because their, like, penis comes out and it can't go back inside.
That's too much.
Yeah. A little intimate with the dogs.
My roommate's dog is like that. It has, like, a really swollen.
Yeah, and it's like, well, I got to make it come now.
Yeah. Gross.
No, no, no. You don't sign up for that. When
well,
you...
guess what? Then you call the vet. Guess what he says?
Jerk off the dog.
Yeah. Get
can,
out some
can
lube.
I tell you what happened to me? Can I tell you what happened to me like a week ago? I was on the beach with Kim in Hawaii. Guy comes up having a conversation with him. The whole time we're having a conversation with him, his dog is right there.
Mm-hmm.
His dog's hard the whole time. I couldn't even like.
Sounds like a Lana Del Rey song.
I couldn't get past it.
His dog was hard on the beach.
Red rocket on the beach. Sand in my toes and red rocket on the beach.
All I do is see dogs get hard on the beach.
Jerk off your dog, he said. I'm not so comfortable with that. Well, then the red rocket was still red. This
Anyhow,
whole episode is Josh lusting for Lana Del Rey.
Sorry, I'm having slept.
Rochi Del Rey. Rochi Del Rey.
I'd take her name.
Red rocket on the beach. Sand in my toes. You're taking off your clothes. You pour me a drink, I sit back down.
Jerking off your dog on a beach.
Yeah.
That was scary.
Jerking off your dog on the beach. Yeah. Red rocket on the beach, you're jerking him off. I got sand in my toes.
Ooh, that's good.
Taking off my clothes.
Every time I come here, it's musical numbers.
God, I think I pushed there to sing a lot. That's what? Probably my fault.
What's that?
So I think I pushed Sarah to sing along. Like, let's do a song.
I like it. That was a good, that was a jam.
That went well.
Was that some like AI guess of what a Lana Del Rey song?
It worked.
Like? Yeah.
It,
no. A lot of times, like up and coming like producers will like make like oh so and so. So I was like, let's give this a shot. And I printed
that was pretty fun.
That was good.
Should we alternate? Like now you do one.
No, it's okay.
You're done.
I'm not that good at musical improvisation.
Me either.
I'm better at. I could write a parody song and then deliver it if it's pre-planned.
Not you going home and writing a Lana Del Rey song all night
about jerking off your dog on the beach.
It's so funny.
Or it's gonna be about. It's got to be about space, right? Or like stars or something.
It can be literally about anything.
No, that's not true.
She has run-on sentences. She's like. Video games, cherry coke. It's like that. It's like random words.
I thought there was a dog in here or something touching my...
What was it?
I don't know.
Not a ghost dog.
I think it was one of the wires.
A ghost doggy?
Yeah.
You can sing it about anything. Let's pick up a random word and then we can each do Lana Del Rey's. Can you go to a random word list? First Potter's gonna go. He's gonna riff off this word list. Lana Del Rey.
What is this, an improv exercise?
It is.
I'm sweating thinking
about
it.
You are?
No.
You're excited. I'm going to hit the vape before. That's how you go full Lana. If you want to go full Lana, you got to be high as balls.
I'm micros. I wish I took some catnip before this.
It's never too late.
I'm going to go to the grocery store and buy some.
Get nipped.
I'm
going
to get nipped.
You just got nipped. Okay, random words.
Those are the words. I'm sorry.
Five words instead of
right
one.
Spot.
You can change the number.
Cool.
Let's give Potter five words.
God, I feel like I'm on Whose Line Is It Anyway or something here.
Wayne Brady's sweating right
yeah,
now,
right?
Sweetie.
Yeah,
he's shaking. He's not even ready for what's happening. Sometimes you gotta get a little creative on the pods, a little
yeah.
Improv-y.
I'm gonna show my lack of smarts and ability and creativity.
No, that's not true.
No.
That's negative self-talk. Well, you need to get nipped.
I gotta get nipped.
Get ripped, get nipped. All right.
Draft, friend, banquet, financial. I'd rather this. So it's in the style of Lana Del Rey. It's like I'm on Jimmy Fallon and I didn't do my homework.
You don't have to do it.
Let's hear it.
All right, hold the word.
It's so hard. This is like what the professionals do. It's like, all right, go. It's like. What am I, the guy? I'm like Harry Mack on, like, give me five random words. I'm going to freestyle Lana Del Rey. I mean, like, this just takes a lot of talent.
No, it doesn't.
My boyfriend was drafted in the war. I said two there.
Yeah, you got two.
I got financial aid and had a banquet to celebrate. We were gonna have it inside, but then we had it outside.
It's good. The inside outside part is good.
And so we had a banquet on a beach. I don't know how this.
That worked.
The hook goes. I can't find the hook. Banquet on the beach. For my dead husband's in the war. Banquet on the beach. Oh, now your turn.
All right.
Do you want to keep going with this one? You may find a new one.
Find a new one.
I'm just gonna.
Is there another one?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Banquet on the beach hit. Banquet on the inside outside. When you did the inside outside thing, I was like, damn.
Uh-oh.
He's getting it.
Uh-oh.
What if this is how she writes her songs? Random generator. We just hacked how Lana Del Rey writes.
Writing music seems easier than...
Writing
I'm
jokes.
Just
yeah. Yeah, it does.
As long as you have the music. I can't do the like, all right, I have to do a C chord now. That part's hard.
Yeah.
I'll concede that part, musicians. But the words, the give me the words. I'll write the words all day. That'd be fun. Because you can be sad and be a musician. Like,
you can be
I
sad.
Spent 3 months being sad. Not one fucking joke came out of it yet so far.
Well, but then, like,
and so my career's just in shambles now because I can't write. But if I was sad for 3 months, I'd have two albums by now.
You'd Taylor
probably have
Swift. Six. Yeah, Taylor Swift.
I'd have Spotify spins out the ass. Instead, I'm trying to make reels of crowd work while I'm crying. I'm like, airline, food, okay.
This one has a little bit of an intro on it.
Ooh, I like it. Old ghost triangle.
The house was haunted. It was a ghost.
I don't think the song started.
I don't think so either.
I like that lead up, though. It's like Phantom of the Opera. Here we go. Ready?
When do I start?
Now.
The house was haunted. It was a ghost. It was very old. It was a mansion, a triangle, object, forward. Yes, I'm saying words and they don't really make
that
sense.
Kind of worked,
but
though.
Sometimes your brain just goes and it goes because old triangle, object, forward. I'm done. I'm done.
You did find the flow of it because it is like the old ghost. You're such a bitch. She came into my room and.
I objected. She moved forward.
It's like it's gonna kick in here, and it's gonna be a crazy hook. It'd be like triangles on the moon.
Old ghost triangles moving forward. I object.
Ooh, you made it object.
Yeah, I'm done.
Instead of object, I like that.
Oh, I thought it was object.
I mean, I don't know that it isn't. God, the music is so haunting for her, though. It does make me want to just go listen to Lana Del Rey and lay in my dark bedroom.
I love listening to Lana Del Rey.
Like a sad bitch.
Sometimes you gotta get in touch with your
sad
inner
girl
sad
mode.
Bitch. Yeah, sad
That's
bitch.
That's what I should just say. I'm like, someone calls, like, how you doing? I'm like, sad girl mode today, actually.
Sad girl mode. I gotta go home and get nipped.
I gotta... You know what'll cure that? Some nit. Catnip. Cure for all your ills.
You should bottle it and call it the Roach Remedy.
I can't believe there aren't like hippy dippy ladies, woo woo chicks.
There probably are.
Who are nipping it up out there.
They're probably boofing the nip.
Putting it in their butt?
Mm-hmm. You know how these hippies get.
Well, I'm going to grind some. I don't even know what it is. I've never seen it. It's like,
looks,
is it dust
like
or?
Weed.
It looks like weed.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to grind it up and put it in capsules and start seeing what's up.
Bong rip.
Yeah. I wonder if it'll get me like melatonin-y or something.
What if you just sleep for like 2 days?
I'm not
going to
smoke it. That'll make you sick. That's what they said.
Oh,
I'm going to
okay.
capsule it and ingest it.
Where's Potter? He's at home bottling nip.
Doing my nip experiments. Like Wernher von Braun of catnip. I'm just doing all kinds of.
Oh my God. Wow.
Hell of a day.
What a hell of a pod.
Hell of a pod.
Really covered a lot there.
Sleepless in Pod Addle.
Red Rockets on the Beach was still the number one.
Red Rockets on the Beach.
Was the number one hit.
I'm going to write it for Lana. What if I wrote whole Lana Del Rey album, and then she just, like, fell in love with me, and I'm, like, her Jack Antonoff to her Taylor Swift all of a sudden. I don't want to bring up Taylor Swift. Do Lana Del Rey and Taylor Swift get along?
I don't know.
I think that they do. Not, maybe. I think there was, like, a rift. Or maybe they love each other.
Yeah, it
they
says
know.
Beef the first... Wait, what's up with Jack Antonoff?
Jack Antonoff produces...
Taylor's music.
But I think he also produced some of Lana's. I could have swore they were on a track together. So there used to be beef and now they've reconciled, I believe. Because I think that they're on a recent track together.
Snow on the Beach.
Snow on the Beach.
Snow on the Beach.
Snow on the Beach.
Weird but fucking beautiful. That's what's one of the lyrics.
Snow on the Beach.
Yeah.
What a title.
Snow on the Beach. It could be anything.
She has sex on the beach too. Or gets high on the beach or whatever.
She gets high on the beach. She fucks on the beach.
She jerks her dog off
on
the
beach. She does it all.
Collecting cans on the beach like a hobo.
for money so I could get out of the trailer park.
And it comes full circle.
Well, that's our episode.
What a hell of a one it was.
Where can people find you?
Well, this comes out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tonight I will be at Cobb's Comedy Club in San Francisco. And then Sunday I will be in Seattle with Chase O'Donnell at the Hereafter. And then the Josh Potter Show comes out every Wednesday. And that's it.
Hell yeah. You guys can find me here every Wednesday. Normally today's special because I was on vacation, but every Wednesday on Shank, every Monday on This Bitch. This Bitch and Friend show at the Comedy Store. Potter is doing it. It's November 26th. It's going to be great. I believe the link should be up. More of the lineup coming soon with that. And then if you're in LA, I am at the Comedy Store tomorrow night, Friday, up in the OR at midnight. And then I am at Chatterbox in Covina Sunday. So come out, support live comedy. And thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of Shank. We'll see you next week. Bye.